Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leader is Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Pastor Oshabah Hartman with his wife, Lady E. Hart. Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to the Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. You unravel me with a melody, and you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, until all my fears are gone. And I'm no
That was amazing, guys. Thank y'all.
Hallelujah. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Go ahead and say that. I am a child of God. Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. I am a child of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is that your confession this morning? No longer a slave to fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. God be for us. Who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? And there's another one that says, if God be for us, he's more than the whole world. Even if the whole world is against us, and we have God on our side, we still have the advantage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody in the world cannot compare. Thank you once again for calling in this glorious morning that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We're in the month of August. The month of August. And y'all believe we only have 5 months left. 5 months left, including August, because we're at the beginning. Already. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the word, amen. Go coming out of the book of St. John. St. John 8 chapter. We want to read one verse. St. John 8 chapter. We want to read verse 36. St. John 8 chapter verse 36. And it reads, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Read it again. If the Son, therefore shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The title of the message this morning is Through and Through. Through and Through. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down the rest before you. Thank you, Father, for charging your angels being camped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, God, watching over us, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. Giving us another chance to glorify you, to magnify you, God, to represent you, God. Thank you for your new mercies that came with this day, God, your all-sufficient grace. Thank you for your word, Father, your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to stand in the gap for us, God, and to take the sins of the world to the cross, to be sacrificed, Father. And thank you, Father, for even allowing Jesus to go to hell for us. But he went on a mission, Father, to take the keys of hell from Satan. Thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power in his hand. And thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his sinless, precious, conquering blood, and seating him on your right hand. And now, Father, thank you, Lord, for giving us this message. And as we receive this message, Father, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, that you may be glorified. Thank you for Holy Spirit, his guidance, his leading, his comfort, his teaching. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us, for creating us, calling us your own. We be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Through and through. Through and through. Let's look at that scripture again. St. John 8 chapter, verse 36. And it reads, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Ye shall be free indeed. Actually, let's look at the word indeed. Indeed. Indeed means without any question. Says you will be free indeed. Without any question, truly, undeniably, in reality, and it means all things considered. Last week we heard a song, In Spite of Me. In spite of me, you still love. Hallelujah. In spite of my failures, in spite of my shortcomings, in spite of misrepresenting you, you still love me. All things considered. And then it says, as a matter of fact. So when we look at this scripture, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, first it starts off with the word if. If, that's the condition. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free. Any question, ye shall be free, truly. Ye shall be free, undeniably. Ye shall be free in reality. Ye shall be free, all things considered. And ye shall be free as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, deed. Deed is something that is done. So this is something that Jesus is doing, not us. If the Son that's therefore shall make you free, if the Son shall make you free. So it's not something that we're doing. It's not our deed. A deed is a usually illustrious act or action, a feat or an exploit, which is a notable or heroic act. Well, that notable and heroic act, that illustrious act of action, is Jesus going to the cross for us. Jesus shedding his blood for us. Jesus dying on the cross and even going to hell for the deed that was done on our behalf. Let's look at Romans 8 chapter. Romans 8 chapter, talking about through and through. 8 chapter, starting at verse 14. And it reads, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." That's the song that we just heard. "I'm no longer a slave to fear. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children," listen to this, "if we're children of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." So we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We're children of God. Galatians 4th chapter, let's look at that. Galatians, the 4th chapter, starting at verse 1. Galatians 4, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." We've been adopted. We've been grafted in. "And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father." Abba, Father, he's not just God anymore. but he's Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now, understanding, when we say the word son, it still means male and female, because we're engrafted in the body of Christ. So when it says son, it's speaking of Jesus Christ. Jesus reproducing more sons in the spirit. That's how we have to live, in the spirit. As we just read in Romans, says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So it's not talking about male or female. It's talking about being engrafted into Jesus Christ. We live. In him we move. In him we have our being. It's in Christ. And being in Christ is what makes us sons of God. Just wanted to show us that. We must live in the spirit, not in the flesh. We can't understand this intellectual. We can't figure it out with our natural mind. We must live in the spirit. It says for those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. St. John, let's go back to St. John. St. John 8 chapter. We're going to start at verse 30. St. John 8 chapter, starting at verse 30. Talking about through and through. And it reads, as he spake these words, many believed on him. This is Jesus, talking about Jesus. Says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Many saying that not all, not everybody believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Then are you my disciples indeed, if you continue in my word. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, this is the secret of freedom from sin, sickness, and all the cures of this life, that Christ died to set men free from. This is why Jesus died. to set us free from sin, to set us free from sickness, to set us free all the curses of this life. We've been made free. And then it says, this is something that you know. So knowing this makes you free. If you know someone, you spend time with, you watch them, you learn their ways. So this is the type of relationship we should have with Jesus. And how do we spend time with him? How do we get to know him? By spending time in the Word tells us who he is. It tells us what he's done. It tells us how he acts. That's how we get free. We get free by knowing him. It says, and you shall know the truth to make you free. All right, now listen to this. Here's the intellect, the natural mind. Of the Jews says, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Says, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. Really? What about Moses delivering the Jews out of Egypt from under the bondage, out of the torture, under the torture? Of Egypt, that they were never in bondage. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. See, he didn't respond to them intellectually. See, Jesus is always speaking spiritually. Even when he made comparisons, even when he's giving parallels, he's always speaking spiritually. Says, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. So he wanted to get them to understand, it's not about being in the bondage naturally as a human slave. Not about that, but it's about being a slave to sin. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided forever. Listen to that. So he's comparing the servant to the son. said, the servant abided not in the house forever. The servant only works in the house. But the son abided in the house. The son lives in the house. If the son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If one is made free from sin by the Son, he is free indeed and is no longer a servant of sin. See, the Greeks permitted a son heir to adopt brothers, and Romans permitted him to free all slaves that were born in the house during the father's lifetime. Now listen to that. It says, the son had the power, had the right to adopt brothers into the family. And Romans permitted the son to free all slaves that were born in the house during the father's lifetime. So let's look at this. Jesus, because of what he did on the cross, He has the power. He has the right to adopt and to free slaves that are born again through what he did. See, if the Son makes you free, then you are free indeed. You're free in what he did. You're free in the act that he did. That's a notable and heroic act of Jesus going to the cross on our behalf. If one believes and agrees and receives Jesus as their Lord and Savior, then they shall be free indeed. Let's look at this. Look at this scripture in the Amplified Bible. St. John 8 chapter 36 verse in the Amplified. And starting at verse 34. And it reads, Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, whoever commits and practices sin is the slave of sin. Do you remember last week we shared a sinner is one who continuously commits sin. So this is saying, whoever commits and practices sin is the slave of sin. That's the definition of a sinner. One who commits and practices sin is a slave of sin. Now, a slave does not remain in the household permanently, forever. The son of the house does remain forever. So if the son liberates you, makes you free men, then you are really and unquestionably free. If the son liberates you, then you are really and unquestionably free. Now let's look at it in the New Living Translation. New Living Translation. And it reads, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. So if the son sets you free, you are truly free. Only the son can make you free. I'll say that again. Only the son can make you free. And the son we're talking about is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's the only one that could make you free. Now let's look at it in the message. The message, and it reads, Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly that anyone who chooses a life of sin is trapped in a dead-end life and is, in fact, a slave. I love the way this one reads. It says, I tell you most solemnly that anyone who chooses a life of sin, it's a choice. It's a choice. Satan doesn't make anyone do anything. He may entice you. He may lure you, but we have to make the choice. We make the choice. Satan doesn't make us choose. Just like God. God doesn't make us. Choose. Let's look at Joshua right quick. Joshua. Joshua, the 24th chapter. Joshua, the 24th chapter. Joshua 24 chapter, verse 14. And it reads, Now therefore, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Now therefore, fear the Lord. But But understand this word fear. In this sense means to worship him. Acknowledge who he is. Fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the God which your father served on the other side of the flood. So this is after they have been delivered. After they have seen the sea departed. They've come to the other side now. Says, which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, listen to this word, choose you this day whom ye will serve. It's a choice. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a choice. That's a choice. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. No one's making. It's a choice. Every sin that is committed is committed by someone choosing to sin. Say it again. Every sin that is committed by someone choosing to sin. Then he goes on to say, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great things in our sight and preserved us all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord. That's a choice. For he is God. They're choosing to serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he has done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. They still saying, we're choosing to serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves. Ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God and took a great stone and set it up, therefore, under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. So because they made a choice, They chose to serve the Lord. Joshua wrote it down. It was recorded. Made a contract. A covenant. And say it is written in stone. Matter of fact, in verse 27 it reads, and Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be there a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So they chose to serve the Lord. Just like we have to choose. And if we choose Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he will make us free. And if he makes us free, then we are free. Indeed. So let's look at Rome, at St. John 8th chapter, verse 34 in the Message. And it reads, Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly that anyone who chooses a life of sin is trapped in a dead end life and is in fact a slave. So if someone is choosing a life of sin, it says they're trapped in the dead end life. A slave is a transient who can't come and go at will. The son, though, has an established position. The son has an established position. Remember, I shared not long ago, the highest position in this earth that one can have is a child of God. That's the highest position someone can have. Not the president, not the king, but a child of God. The son, though, has an established position, the run of the house. So if the Son sets you free, you are free through and through. That's where the title came from. You are free through and through. That's if the Son makes you free. If the Son makes you free, you're free through and through. Through and through means in every way. In every way. Because you're choosing the way, the truth, and the life. And because you're choosing the way, you're free in every way. You're free through and through. It means thoroughly. Carry through to completion. When Jesus was on the cross, the last thing he said was, it is finished. Done. It's through. Through means from one end or side to the other. From beginning to end. To complete. That's what through means, to completion, conclusion, or accomplishment. Jesus accomplished it all. Jesus completed it on the cross. And through means to the core. The Son, if Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has made you free. You are free. Indeed, you are free. Through and through. You are free without any question. You are free to the core. Completely. That's if the Son has made you free. If you are free from sin. You are free from the law. You are free from death. You are free indeed through every way. Choosing the way makes you free in every way. Glory to God. Choosing the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the light. I am the truth. So that's why it says, in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, verse 31 says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word. See, that's the way. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Then are you my disciple without question. That's the way. And then it says, and and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He's the truth. He's the way, the truth. And then it says in verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye are free. Ye are free through and through. We're going to end with this. St. John 10, verse 10. Says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus is the way. If you continue in my word, then you shall be my disciple indeed. He's the truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he's the light. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That more abundantly is through and through in every way. Authority. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free. Indeed, ye shall be free through and through. Father, thank you for your, thank you, Father, for reminding who you are. Abba, Father, hallelujah. Not just Almighty God, not just the Creator of all things, but you're our Father through the redemption, through what your Son Jesus did. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to be the propitiation for our sins, to stand in the gap for us, go to the cross for us, and to make us free through and through in every way without any question. We're free to the core. Completely. From one end to the other. From beginning to the end. Thank you, Father, for making us free through your Son, Jesus. We love you. We bless you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Through and through. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Ye shall be free. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry. with Brother Norman Wood.